Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit gon' be televised. Black power, be scared guys, that be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it, melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation, Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, some of us will probably catch it on TV with chicken hanging from our mouths. You'll know it's revolution because there won't be no commercial. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
preacher pimps are gonna split the scene with the communion wine stuck in their back pockets. Faggots won't be so funny then, and all the junkies will quit their nod and wake up when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by the trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem, drowning anything without substance. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes. I hope pearly white teeth fall off the mouths that speak of revolution without reference. The course of revolution is 360 degrees. Understand the cycle that never ends. Understand the beginning to be the end, and nothing is in between but space and time that I make or you make to relate or not relate to the world outside my mind, your mind. Speak not of revolution until you are willing to eat rats to survive. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes, guns and rifles will be taking the place of poems and essays. Black cultural centers will be forts supplying the revolutionaries with food and arms when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, white death will fall the walls of museums and churches, breaking the lie that enslaved our mothers. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, Jesus Christ is going to be standing on the corner of Lenox Avenue and 125th Street, trying to catch the first gypsy cab out of Harlem. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, Jew merchants will give away matzo balls and gefilte fish to anyone they see with an afro. Frank Shippen will give away the Apollo to the first person he sees wearing a blue dashiki. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, afros gonna be trying to straighten their heads, and straighten heads gonna be trying to wear afros. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes.
But until then, you know and I know niggas will party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party. Some might even die before the revolution comes. Not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox and Four Park without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Special speaker for you. He's up and coming artist. He's one of the new leaders and starting trends. Hold on one moment,
dog. Hey, man, they ready for you, bruh. Yeah, they ready. Everybody in there.
Attention,
and all soldiers come gather formation. My African warriors to my thugs and gangsters. It's time to fight hard cause our life is in danger. Stop practicing on each other and get the ones that's a gangster. It's time to link up and form one big army. Unite all of our numbers, get them people up off us. This whole thing designed to get you broke or you locked up. But we gon' tear it down because this world belongs to us. I see more twisted steps ripping coats for the devil. You can see death in line, you got nine with yourself. You the king, you the queen, you the people, you the savior. What if you don't know your culture, come and let me activate you. Circulate the black dollar, keep the black dollar black. We were taught by master not to have each other back. Now we linking with each other, help each other stack, stack. Black pride, one nation, strong and black. That's what's down, see that job that you seek. It ain't all that it seems. They tryna really let your black Wall Street dream. You gon' make it all happen like a king and a queen. But when you rep your culture, it ain't hard as it seems. We gon' march like Martin by the window like X. We gon' free our people by any means next. It's a lot that Queen Omega showed us that we're royalty. And garments like the bread and bars are supposed to set us free. When I see one fucking step ripping coats to the devil. You can see you pass the lies, you got nine with yourself. You the king, you the queen, you the people, you the law. Tell them how to start a business. They bring guns, they bring dope, alcohol to the hood. They want you to sell dope, kill and rob for your food. But they ain't bring no jobs, so people dying for the food. It's Operation Us and we gon' operate on us.
When I say march, you say step, rep and code to the devil. You can see past they lies, you got knowledge yourself. You the king, you the queen, to your people, you the savior. If you don't know your culture, come and let me activate ya.
I fight you, I fight myself. I fight God to tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, flood on my doorstep. Life is living hell, puddles of blood in the street. Shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bump the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again, rapture's coming. It's all a prophecy and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
you
be.
Pray to me.
Black power. You are listening to the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense nightly broadcast. Tonight we are coming to you broadcasting from the hells and snails in the belly of the beast of North America KKK. Tonight's broadcast, as usual, will not only be thought-provoking, it should be inspiring, and we hope that you are able to pick up some key information and to be motivated as we are pushing the proper propaganda in our political education piece entitled Our Luta Continua, the Evolution of Revolution. We had a broadcast last night that kind of went far into overtime, a pretty deep discussion. It was my intention on last night to play this clip. We play it quite often on this broadcast, but there are, you know, if you are a frequent listener of the New Black Panther Party Radio, you will know that there are a few of the great ancestors that we play, Hajj Malik Shabazz, more commonly known to most as Malcolm X, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, Dr. Amos Wilson, Dr. Francis Crest Welsing, Dr. George DeGruy, Dr. Ivan Van Certain, Dr. Barashango, Michelle Williams, Dr. Christina Parks, man, the list goes on and on. Queen Mother Moore, we hear clips from Dr. Huey P. Newton, Fred Hampton Jr., Asada Shakur. We are constantly bringing forth content to you of a revolutionary perspective, Renoka Rashidi. Not only do we bring you content and clips, but we also make a point to bring revolutionary music and support those artists who are not promoting a death culture. As when we are a part of this movement, everything that we do should be reflective of the goals that we are trying to obtain as freedom fighters, be it our music that we play, be it the books that we read, be it the way that we operate in the community with one another, either in the professional field, in whichever lane that you're in. You should be, and if you're a freedom fighter, you should be in the vein of doing the works and living the life of those who are evolving and preparing for the time of resistance, for the time of uprising. And even once the revolution has taken place, we would need to be in a position of rebuilding, of building while this content is taking place. We need to be clear of the times and what must be done. Even in the times of the Underground Railroad, Harriet Tubman did not just take folks off and just run off willy-nilly off into the woods or across the lands without having a plan, without having a route, without having destination points, without having backup points, without having proper resources for the journey, be it food, be it medical, be it the gun, be it having an understanding of the mind state of our people that we are dealing with and the mind state of our open enemy and the tactics that our open enemies use, not understanding being subjected to just doing anything reactionary. It is a big difference between being revolutionary and reactionary. It is a big difference between revolutionaries and those who are simply trying to reform this wicked system. And so we are going to continue last night's discussion. We have our National Minister of Culture on the line. Brother Greg, can you hear me?
Yeah, Black Power. I can hear you loud and clear, sister. Black Power.
Black Power. Yes, sir.
All right.
So let it rip. Black power. One more time.
Black power.
That's right, young princess. That is right.
She heard your
that
voice.
That is the tone.
She heard your voice
that
from across
the room.
She heard your voice from across the room and said, it's my turn.
It is. It's her turn. It's all about her. It's all about everything that we doing. It's all for the next generation. Let's not be thinking that it's anything other than that. The days that we walk now, we all know we got a somebody somewhere. All of us, you know, got a number when we won't be walking here. But the things that we are laying out are for the next generation. I mean, it's not. It wouldn't be foolish to think that in a few years, the young sister will be not only saying Black Power, she will have something to say, even as a child. And it won't be, you know, it's not far-fetched in the next few years after that. She would be hosting the broadcast. It'll probably be on a whole nother level. She might be, you know, simulcasting videos across the planet. This is the mindset that we need to be in. Rear them right as a child. Rear them right as a child. You know, when I look forward to hearing her voice, it's like, when I don't hear her voice, I'm like, where's the baby? Where's the young princess? This is a beautiful time that we're living in, brothers and sisters, a very beautiful time, because truth is being revealed and more people are awakening. And we are seeing the charade of so-called white supremacy crumbling right before our eyes. And there was work to be done. There is work to be done. There's nothing to be afraid of. The only thing we need to be doing is strengthening ourselves. Will we have errors along the way? Yes. Let's just keep it real. Will we make mistakes along the way? Yes. Will we have victories? Yes. Will we lose some people? Yes. Will we gain some people? Yes. Will we get wiser? I would hope so. Will we get stronger? Yes, it is happening. Will we be tested? Constantly, we're being tested. But it's what you do when you're tested. Do you fold? Do you crawfish? Do you backslide? Or do you step up? Do you rise to the occasion? Or do you crumble and wither away? We suggest that you rise, that you stand up, that you overcome adversity, that you learn from the mistakes, that we use no excuses. And not only is the evolution of revolution at our heels, it will be the only solution in just a few days. Will you allow yourself to be snatched off and taken into a concentration camp? Will you allow yourself to be tricked into shoving poison down your veins? If you listen to this broadcast, I would hope not. Think not. So I'm gonna pass the mic to our Minister of Culture. He had a lot more information last night, but time didn't permit him to continue that discussion. We hope to also hear from our national spokesman. He is on the plantation, but he's planning on stealing away to jump onto this broadcast. But in the meantime, in between time, we have our Minister of Culture who has some information to lay out to you. And I have in the back, I have a clip ready when need be of Brother Malcolm X on what is Black Revolution. I know we play this a lot, but we want people to understand this. Many of the things we talk about, we say over and over. You listen to the same damn dumbass songs on the radio over and over. You turn on CNN and ABC and NBC and MSNBC and hear them repeating the same lies over and over. So we will drive the words of the freedom fighters over and over into the hearts and minds of the people. Black Power. Brother Greg, you have the floor.
Black Power, Black Power. Yeah, we definitely need to continue to listen to the clips. And I'm talking specifically about the same clips. You know, one thing that I learned, and not so much with studying history or anything like that, I actually learned it through and from meditation groups and organizations, and listening to the advice and tips of those in a spiritual practice, specifically Hinduism, Buddhism, Kemetic, yoga. And one thing that they always point out is that too many people want to hit that home run, or they want to get from home plate to third base without the basics. And many times when they, who are the practitioners or the teachers, within meditation, I'm speaking specifically of, they always pointed out, people want to learn how to get so deep into meditation without sticking to the basic fundamentals. And, I say that to just drive that point of we need to always listen to, the audio clips over and over again. It's similar to reading the book. Every time you read a book, or many people would say, or avid readers will always tell you, no matter how many times they've read a book, they always walk away with something different. And one particular reason why is reading that book at a different time in their lives, going through different situations, whether positive or negative, you can always pull something new from it. So I'm always encouraged to, to listen to the clips, So I just encourage, others who are listening that just having that mindset that there's always something to learn from listening to a clip, constantly over and over again. And just one other point regarding the learning and building up the subconscious mind is, when you're listening to things over and over again, it becomes, part of you, becomes part of your subconscious mind. And once it gets to that point, it becomes natural in many ways. It becomes, like second nature, where you can remember some of the great quotes. You can remember some of the great teachings without even thinking about it. Next thing you know, you're going to be practicing in them. Not so much, just talking about them or teaching them, but they become a part of your life. So when we talk about revolution and revolutionaries, and we look at many of the great examples that we've had before us and we still do to this day, listening and watching them over and over again, it just starts to build up that momentum in us or in a person that eventually they get to that point where they're doing it. Little baby girl, she's 3 years old, and just out of the blue, she heard Black Power, so many times, to the point where when she hears Sister Crystal's voice, or even when when you dial in, welcome to Blog Talk, she automatically knows what's coming. And very similar with adults. Children, of course, they pick up things a lot faster. But I just use her and many other younger children who are around certain things, specifically revolutionary things, when they're around those who are constantly teaching the importance of knowledge of ourselves, knowledge of our history. They pick it up, and it becomes second nature, becomes natural. So when she's around, Brother Sharif, that's first thing is you puts up the Black Power fist, it becomes second nature. So again, listening to the clips, listening to those revolutionaries, the things that they've done and that they laid before us. And last night was a great dialogue and discussion. It's such a great discussion that it can just go on continually. And we shared a lot, and there's a few other things that came to mind long after, the show was over. But when we talk about the mindset of revolutionaries. It's something that, Sister, you know, Krista, you pointed out a few moments ago. You know, it's the action behind it. You know, it's not just about talking about it. It's about implementing and putting it into practice, being prepared for the next step, being prepared for different situations and encounters that we're going to be faced with. It's having that broad view of building a nation of revolutionaries within this nation so we'll be self-sufficient. So when you hear about stocking up on food, stocking up on water, being prepared, you know, with stocking up on ammunition, you know, weaponry, learning, you know, the land, learning how to, you know, survive and function without many of the things that we have at our disposal, that's having a revolutionary, you know, mindset. We joked, you know, a few months ago, you know, one of the shows about a Rolodex and a card catalog, and it just still blows my mind that many people within the younger generation don't even know what a Rolodex or a card catalog is. But being so self-reliant on touching a number or saying a name in a telephone and it automatically going to connect you with that person, compared to back in the 80s and even up until the early 90s, where you had to remember, you know, phone numbers, you know, right before pagers became a big, you know, thing. Even then, when pagers came out, a number showed up, you still had to remember the number and put the number with the name, you know, of a person. So there's so many, you know, things that we have nowadays that, you know, make some things easier. But having that revolutionary type of mindset is to be a step ahead, you know, of certain things. Two, to be prepared to function without, you know, a lot of things. It's easy for many people when we're talking about, and if I go back to listening to the audio clips, the speeches, just at a touch of a button, you know, this government could shut everything down. So just imagine if you had one person who really didn't grasp on and appreciate the opportunity to listen to all of these audios over and over again. They didn't take notes. They didn't learn, you know, much. And put that person right next to someone who appreciated it, learned so much from them to the point where their life had been transformed to practicing a lot of those things. You have two totally different, in the event, many things just shut down. You wouldn't know how to function. So it's the same with a lot of the modern technology. Having that mindset that we can do without a lot of things, being able to start a campfire if need be, you know, taking a couple of batteries, hooking them up to a couple of wires and getting some electricity, you know, things of that nature. That's that revolutionary mindset of being prepared for what can and what will come, you know, eventually. So, again, last night's show, we mentioned quite a few great individuals, and we were, you know, towards the tail end talking about a lot of great or a lot of different situations where people in countries rose up to the opposition that they were against because they knew that if they didn't, change wouldn't come. It wasn't so much about trying to reform, like you mentioned, you know, a system or reform something that's already in place. But if you want something to change, if you want to make an impact, you have to have a totally different and many people that we mentioned last night are great revolutionaries. And tying back to Che Guevara, the book Reminiscences of the Cuban Revolution, they were so prepared and capable of adapting to the environment and the terrains that they were in. They were able to function as a small group and smaller units at particular times that were able to overthrow large numbers of oppositions because they knew and understood how to function, how to survive. They had that desire within them that the goal is to overthrow this puppet regime that's put into place and to bring liberation to their people. So they understood how it was to function in those environments. It's an awesome book. It's a nice, small, easy to read book written by Che Guevara, Reminiscences of the Cuban Revolution. Also about the many, many impacts that he's had across the globe, specifically in the motherland. And last night I was touching on the relationship that he had developed with the Russians. And as many of us know, even from not just from, you know, last night's show, but just for those who read and learned a little bit about that Cuban Missile Crisis, or what they like to call it, but diverging more into it, it was more than just the missiles. And speaking from my perspective, you know, what I learned, one thing I learned from it, it wasn't just about the missiles. It was about, I'm not going to sit around and be bullied by a country that thinks that they can control everything and they can dictate and tell everyone what to do, because we, as well as other nations, and I'm speaking as if I'm in the Russian Soviet Union, country, that no one's going to push us around and tell us what we can and what we cannot do and be bullied to the point where we're going to be under someone else's oppressive ruling. So it wasn't just about, you know, us bringing missiles to this area. It's about us letting you know that change is going to come, not just between us, but change is going to come globally, and we're not going to tolerate being bullied and pushed around like many other people who are afraid of you. Great historical time period, and again, that's my opinion, just to see just how standing up and pushing towards change and pushing towards someone who's trying their best to oppress you is a great time period to learn a lot, you know, from. But when we talk about the evolution, you know, of revolution, how things evolved, looking again at specific situations, specific incidents, the American Slave Revolt, that was a book that I mentioned last night, where there were so many different revolts took place during the slave period here that had major, major impacts. It even led to a great conversation I had with a friend of mine that brought up the Haitian, you know, revolution. And it was brought up in such a way where they're looking to travel somewhere else. And I mentioned a few things. So are you looking for somewhere to learn about history, you know, somewhere to get some time just to relax and so forth? And then, you know, they checked off the whole checklist. I said, how about visiting the second place not long after Haiti that gained their independence, which was an excellent, you know, led to excellent conversation. So I got so many places thrown out there by them. But I said, nope, not that one, not that one. But when you start to look at, I'm telling them, once you start to really look at and see the events that that particular, you know, place had done to gain their independence, you'll really see another great example of revolutionary mindsets, revolutionary hearts, that we're not going to tolerate being oppressed. And we're going to sit back and we're going to take advantage of every open opportunity to prepare ourselves that once that day comes for us to make our move, it's going to be incredibly impactful, number one, and it's going to be what's going to cause such a hard blow that thinking about going back into slavery won't even be on the table. So they strategically put together. Go ahead, sister.
Two things. Number one, we do. Yeah, I want to know the second place. And before you say that, I'm just going to let you know break that down to us. Our national spokesman is on the line. He is still on the way on the plantation. But where is that second place, brother?
I'm not going to say that second place until later in the show because I know we got a lot of people listening. And I just know that people want to know, and I want to see someone hit that number one button, or even if you're on the line, such as yourself, sister, if you come across it, you can go ahead and share it, but I'm going to wait. It's 8:42. I'm gonna go for 9:35, and I'll share that place. And as a little bit of a side note, I'm tempted not to say this, but I'm gonna say it. But as a side note, if someone's listening who knows me, it's a place that I've traveled to frequently or quite a few times, and I didn't know that it was the second place that gained their independence until 3 years ago, or probably my sixth or seventh visit 3 years ago.
Okay, So Brother Greg has put out a challenge. If you are on this call, I know you know Mama. I know you know, and I know, but I want him to say it. But I want to, if anybody is listening, that's listening on the call, that called in, if you know the answer, press number one. Press number one. If you know the answer, press number one. I do see a few numbers on here that I haven't seen before. But if you know the answer, please press number one. And because you got actually 2 minutes. It's 7:45 here. 2 minutes. If you know number one, press one. Because we got to get into this dialogue. You know, we got to get into this dialogue. So no
right
one
on.
Press number one yet. No
okay,
one press
well,
number
I'm,
one yet.
I'm going to leave that right there. But again, the impact that they had, the planning, the organization, organizing skills that they put together was one that you would understand why they're the second, but you'll understand how revolutionary mindset and revolutionists get the job done. They plan together. They know who and what they're up against. They take what they have and they use it and they get the best out of it. And once that plan is put into motion, they have that heart and that desire that it is and it will succeed no matter what. And that's that revolutionary, in my opinion, that's part of having that revolutionary mindset, is being prepared, knowing what you're up against, knowing who you're up against. Mm-hmm. Taking that and learning from others who've done the job, other revolutionists who stepped up in situation and said, hey, enough is enough. Something's going to, not so much something has to change, something is going to change. Two different words, two different ways of looking at something has to change or something is going to change. Totally different. Let the let our brother come on, Black Power.
That's the spokesman. Black like
power,
my mom.
Black
you
power,
have the floor.
Black power. Black power. Black power. Black power. Yes, indeed. The evolution of the revolution. I like how brother threw that out there. That's good. But being mindful of studying the history of those before us as a work of art that we can study and a format that we can stand on the continent of Africa prior to 1950, every single nation of Africa had been colonized by one of the European colonial powers, just as well as South and Central America.
Except Ethiopia.
Except Abyssinia. Each and every one had been colonized except Abyssinia. And, of course, Italy, Rome, saved the best for themselves. However, they was unfortunate throughout various many years, decades, where they failed to actually conquer Abyssinia. But everything else in the continent of Africa had been colonized and conquered, in a sense. One of the first on the continent of Africa to become independent. So now we're talking about revolution in the heartland, revolution in the source, in order to gain the sovereign independence of that which you know has always been ours. In the early 1950s, one of the first and the first neighboring country, which was a neighboring adjacent country to Abyssinia, Ethiopia, was Kenya. Kenya was one of the first, by the support of independent Ethiopia. Independent Ethiopia, Emperor Haile Selassie, support of later to be Prime Minister Jomo Kenyatta. Jomo Kenyatta became the first Prime Minister President of Kenya prior to his independence, with the help. So when we're dealing with revolutions, we're dealing with a sense of propagation and litigation to a sense, but then we're dealing with a class of warriors. We're dealing with a class of warriors. So you're dealing with those who are in constant battle, and you have a voice of the people that are communicating on the behalf of the people that are in conflict, but are protected to a degree from such conflict, obvious conflict, as long as they're allowed to litigate. The Mau Mau were the foot soldiers that did the work. These were the warriors, the revolutionaries on the continent that took all known resources that was available from every stick, rock, and shell that could be found. These brothers vowed. And first, like I said, you got to know your enemy. You got to know what you're fighting, why you're fighting. And then you have to know, in order to maybe be successful, you have to be willing to die for that which you believe. You have to be doing it for your life, liberty, freedom, justice, and equality, independence, and having a sovereign nation. And you must be willing to die for that. The motto of the New Black Panther Party is freedom or death. So this is what makes it so, you know, supportive and the outcome so victorious when you have individuals who are willing to strive to the very end to meet that demise of such a system that are striving to take the very life out of them. So when you know that you have a system that is striving to take the very life out of you, it's no longer an option as to what you must do in order to survive. Revolution in Europe started when they first hit the continent and decided, they set up a council and decided to carve up the planet and under the leadership of the Pope and the Catholic Church. And they set out with a movement. Coming out of the Dark Ages, they set fire to it and they stood by it. Thus, the evolution of revolution from the Dark Ages of the walking on, dragging their knuckles, to now taking the kings and queens and the princes and the architectures of the universe and dragging them 9,000 miles across the barren sea to be enslaved, mistreated, and abused. So as we have been downtrodden, so now it's time for us to uprise. First, in order for us to have a revolution, we must rise up. But in order to rise up, we must first wake up. And knowledge is power, so we must understand what governs this system and what governs them. We know the assassination of character is only the first stick or stone that is thrown before bullets start flying. Before they can assassinate you, the United States have a method of doing things. Like the brother was mentioning, you know, with the Cuban Missile Crisis and when they went off up into Cuba, we just 90 miles away. You could damn near see Cuba from Key West. You can stand on the tip of Florida. You could damn, you got bifocals good enough. You could damn near see. It's a little far-fetched, but that's just to give you an idea to let you know that you could damn near touch it. It's 90 miles. From the north side of town to the town beneath you, two towns beneath you, probably 90 miles. To get out of some people's cities, it's 90 miles. Boy, this little bitty country is away from this great power. Now, the thing about dealing with America is, America gonna always defame your character before they try to attack you. And these are red flags, a lot of red flags. Cuba was full of red flags. Syria was full of red flags. ISIS was full of red flags. Like the brother said, when Russia got involved because the people was willing to stand, they backed down. But the main reason is they backed down is because their campaigns fall apart. So they tell you all this good stuff about Al Qaeda. See, they create, it's like the order out of chaos. They create the situation, then they come in and say, we're going to fix it. They create the situation, then say they're going to come in and fix it. When Haiti first got independent, got the independence, well, soon they killed the crackers, the French, and ran half of them to Santo Domingo to the Dominican Republic, and the rest squaring across the waves, screaming and shouting independence. They went straight to Santo Domingo. They went straight to Dominican Republic. They were the same island. They went right across the island. They went from New York to New Jersey, to Los Angeles and Long Beach. They went right there, just skipping a hop. The thing about it was, see, Cuba, the people was tired. They ran the slave masters off. In Florida, you see a lot of bitter Cubans, and they talk about how bad this, that those are the children and the grandchildren of the slave masters. See, the same time that Kenya got its independence on the continent of Africa, which was the first independent country on the continent of Africa next to what they would consider to be Kemet or Egypt, and I consider Kemet and Egypt still to be subjugated to colonial powers.
be it Arab, saying, you know what I'm saying, or European. Because the original natives of the land ain't there. We not there. So it's still being colonized. Most of North Africa that's considered to be independent is still colonized. They fought. Many of the heroes still died after the people pretty much got their freedom. But a revolutionary never died. And these are the times that we're living in today, but we must use what we know from the past to weigh it out today to determine how we move. We must mobilize, but we first got to strategize and synchronize. See, we're moving and we mobilize, but we ain't synchronized and we ain't on beat. I have saw children in high school bomb malls and do dance groups just out of the blue better than some of our people have put forth an effort to bring real change to our condition. So we talking about revolution. We got people out in these streets right now fighting and dying, but you still got people out in these streets twerking. Literally. Twerking at the peas. Teasing them with that, what they forced on them in slavery, in their breaking camps, in their buck breaking camps. You have black men shaking their rumps in front of white pigs who've killed their brothers just to say, this is our way of antagonizing you. We don't want to antagonize the pig. Don't make no mistake about it. We mean business for what we're here for. And it ain't to antagonize no damn body. We're not here to piss off nobody, antagonize nobody, or to get under nobody's skin. We're here to get these devils off our back. And revolution is the only solution that was prescribed by the doctor. So we got to be clear about what is revolution. And as I say, when you deal with these devils, like, you know, we're dealing with ISIS. Well, that's ISIS, that's Iraq, Syria, and the Leviathan. That's that whole area. They telling you what they're going after. When they start saying ISIS, that was only an acronym for Iraq, Syria, Iran, and the Leviathan. That means the Ottoman Empire. That's what they was for. When they went to go do their dirt, every time they dropped off something to their so-called rebels that was in support of America, they always end up dropping it off in the wrong hand. And see, this is where Russia comes in at, and it becomes a thorn in the side of their plan, of the way they try to do things. They got weapons of mass destruction. Oh, let's go in there and do this. And there's nobody there to check the balances. Nobody ever checked the balances. Everybody said, okay, whatever America said, let's go do this. They did this. Okay, let's go do it. Well, let's go do this. They did it. Okay, well, let's go do it. Because all those are already on the bandwagon, but there's no other power there to check it. So if Russia say, okay, we tired of this Syria shit. I mean, we tired of ISIS. Besides, Syria is one of our buddies. That's one of our allies. We look out for a side. We got good business with him. And you and this little ISIS shit y'all playing, it was in Florida long enough. Now the buck stop here. You ain't going into Syria. And as they went into Syria, Russia monitored transactions on legitimately because they had the leeway based on the country's consent and not the invading forces trying to justify coming in to deal with an alien force that the country can't deal with. But the country don't want your help, but you coming to deal with it because they hovering in this country. Oh, and now they supporting this country. And not come to find out when you get people like Russia and their intel and they go in and they expose certain things. They saying, well, I'll come to find out, really, America is ISIS. Oh, well, look at this here. All the time they dropping these here, they dropping it. Where y'all think they getting these weapons from? Where y'all think they getting these VD Toyotas from? Who you think they was all purchased? What bill? How you think? Who wrote the check? Why you think they're not trying to ball bomb none of the oil refineries? Why you think they're letting ISIS go over there and take over the whole $1 billion oil refinery? And ain't dropped a bomb on it yet or did nothing to it because they underhandedly deal with it. When they went over there and got Hussein, what's the first thing they came out of there with? Bales and bales and bales of the American dollar. Why? Because he's a part of OPEC. And OPEC was a part of a conglomerate of companies and countries put together their resources. That way they can buy. But when they buy from the standard, which was the American dollar. So when America buys you barrels for so many dollars a barrel, they buy it with the American standard. Now, everybody got to get their cut from that American dollar. So when Hussein and everybody else got to get their cut from their interest in OPEC or whatever company they with, they got to get it in American dollars. Even though there's embargoes against his country, he can't trade or sell with nobody else. Or if I'm an ally with you or you're an ally with me, you can't do business with him because I got embargoes on you. I'm going to shut your stuff down. You only have... The whole world is being armed by five or six countries. You only have five or six countries in the world that is arming everybody, from the terrorists to the drug lords to the cartels. Those stamped weapons are only made. These little bitty countries, they size up with America. America go bully them and say, hey, look, you're over here by us. We're going to help you. You're going to work with us. We got good business. I'm going to spend money with you. You're going to spend money with us. And my people are going to set businesses down there. We'll be good. You can come up here and Paul in and live like a pimp. Sound good to me. And they do. And we fall victim continuously. So we don't know what we're looking at or how to see what it is we're supposed to be seeing. And we're not calculating right. We're not moving right. We're not thinking right. The revolutionary way is the only way. But it's not easy. It's hard. It's crawling on your belly. It's doing the work that don't want to be done. And you're not doing it for you. You're doing it for your peoples and the peoples that's going to come after our people, because if the work would have been did like we talk, if it would have been did during Denmark Vesey time, if Denmark Vesey would have been successful with the revolt of taking over Virginia, which is the Confederate capital, which would have been the capital of America had the Confederates won the war, or had Nat Turner been successful, one of our own consistently, continuously sending us out. So where are we in the evolution of the revolution? In our growth, where is our perception? Are we still getting led to that by turncoat? Are we still being led by buffers? Every time the pig killed one of our people, they send them out there just to calm us down, the NAACP. Send words out to all the Democrats in the community, the pastors, the reverends, the so-called leaders. How many of them speak out in regards to the crimes that's going on with the people prior to election? How many of them said anything about what's going on with the people before election or why it's going on? Where they at? Where's your representative? How many of them spoke up or even thought about passing a bill that can hold police accountable? How many videos of thousands and thousands of videos? Now, we're talking about people that are paid to be put in position to do the right thing. We're talking about teachers. Teachers are paid to be taught, to teach. So if we got teachers that sitting in the classroom and ain't doing their job, we pay them to teach, but they're doing what they want to do, we'll get rid of them. What do you think the future of our children will be? Fireman is more of a hero than a coward-ass pig. They got a badge, a full damn near body armor, and only come to hurt. We we at a certain time. See, America, you got to understand this. That's why we brought up the point about the state trooper to let you know there's no good cops. Because even when a good cop do the right thing, they get fired and terminated and shot under the bus. And then let the rest of the cops do what? And know what? If don't nobody do nothing about it, don't nothing happen. Yeah, he came out and told the truth what's going on. It's messed up. It's screwed up. It's all down bang. So now let's suspend him. And all the ones that did the most gruesomest of gruesomest that he reported still got their job, still getting paid. And there's a man dead. And he told the truth, and they got the videos and everything else to see what happened, and he's fired, and they took his pension, and they suspended him 5 weeks without pay. And then told him before he come back, he'll probably be fired, and did fire him. He wasn't even suspended a week or two good before they suspended him and fired him because he violated the code of blue, the honor, which he spoke against one of his own kind. He wasn't supposed to do that. That's letting you know, people, that we cannot trust him. It ain't to be trusted. There's no such thing as a good cop. They can't be good. Because if they wanted to be good, that's the perfect example of a person that wanted to be a good cop.
Man, you know what? Let me say this. Let me add to this because I know for a fact that this is the case. Early on, when I became the chair, and we were dealing with police brutality cases, and we would have these different town hall forums, right? And it was like about five or six black cops that came to the community center, and they were on suspension. One lady was suspended. Not even for telling on the other cop, they suspended her for trying to recruit or asking them why she couldn't recruit for people in Houston, you know, like Houston Community College, University of Houston for the police department. She said they had her recruiting way in Alabama and Mississippi and L.A. You know what I'm saying? That part of their policy is to recruit people who not from the community. You know what I'm saying? And she raised the issue with that. She got suspended, all right, put on desk duty and was threatened. Another lady was complaining about police brutality. They suspended her. And then, you know, they was coming to the town hall meeting. I'm like, okay, this is my first time hearing about this blue veil of silence is what they call it. And it's a couple of people that wrote books with the blue veil of silence. And then to make it even worse, after that, they would talk about how they would be getting, not only would they get harassed or suspended or fired, put on desk duty, they would literally be, a couple of them talking about how the police would, when they would complain, the pigs would troll their house, park outside their house, you know what I'm saying? They would be getting a little death threat, okay? And not only that, okay, now that's the first time we heard about the black pigs, you know, speaking out about that. Then we had a whole police chief, former police chief, to come to a forum and say that when he was would suspend or try to suspend bad actors, the police union would come in, fight him, put them back on, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, so, you know, even a whole damn police chief, when he would even try to discipline, this is in Houston, Texas. You know what I'm saying? So you know damn well if you got, now that's Texas. You got Louisiana with the state troopers. Now that's the city police. Now you got the state police. So you know damn well it ain't no damn good police. And even if it was good police, like we say all the time, who gives a shit? We talking about the corrupt ones. That's like you go to the doctor with a broken leg, and the doctor come up, but you got this good leg here. You focusing on the good leg. We ain't talking about the goddamn good leg. We talking about the damn leg that's broken. So that's getting out the damn subject when even people even bring that up. But they don't even have an opportunity to even try to stand up for justice within the ranks because they're part of a fraternal order of police. And they breaking the code of silence, subject to not even getting fired, subject to their life being threatened. And like we said, we don't know what happened with that pig in Louisiana. They claim he killed himself. That's what it was alleged. We would never know. Black power.
Mm-hmm. Black power, black power. And it went all the way up the line. It went all the way up to Detroit. You had 4 or 5 high seats, even the very highest state police officer resigned because they wasn't going to pull the cord on their fellow brother. They just wasn't going to do it. I'm a revolutionary. You a revolutionary. We go against each other for the pigs. Can you see it? Can you dig it? See what I'm saying?
That's right.
So
and
just
they,
because they pigs,
and then,
let's not be naive and think they really do like they supposed to do, because we know they never do what they supposed to do. So don't expect them to honor what they supposed to honor. They going to get down bad. They already down bad. And if anybody going to put pressure on them, they going to get worse. That's just how it rolls.
That's
so
right. And then, on top of that, I forgot to add this point. Then we even had a state representative, because you know how the community was like, we want to get a community review board with subpoena and prosecutorial power. So we got a state representative that drafted the legislature, presented by the state. He comes and tells us, the pigs pull him over and tell him either he pulls the legislature or the next time they pull him over, he going to be found, they're going to find some sweet and low in his car. That's what they told him. They're going to find some sweet and low in his car. In other words, they was going to plant some dope on him. You know what I'm saying? They didn't just say dope. They said, you know, they said they're going to put sweet and low in his car and ruin his whole political history and give him a drug charge. Yeah. This is how dirty they play.
And they wouldn't have went to him like that if they didn't have high clearance. See, they sent them boys down. The ones that be meeting up in secluded locations, leaving their cell phones in the car, bring the gas, light the clothes. Yeah. The crew.
Yeah.
The ones who, if they get down bad, I quit my job and resign before I throw you under the bus. And I'm the boss. I said that. And that's how they play it, and that's how they rock it. And that's what we got to understand. You see what I'm saying? That's what we must understand. We must understand our enemies. We must understand how they move. And once we understand our enemies and we understand each other, understand ourselves, understand each other, and understand our enemies, then we can do some things. See, we're always talking about, let's do something. You're damn right. You know what? I was the one that always wanted it. I was the one. You said something before you look back, I ran my ass out there head first. Because I was always ready to get in some shit. You know, a lot of it just come up like that. Excitement. The rush, the thrill, you know. Not the way of revolution.
Tell them about the state attorney, what the state attorney said regard to the pigs that killed Alton Sterling. This is the state attorney, supposed to be the district attorney for the state. What tell them what that cracker said about the pigs that killed Alton Sterling.
What we know for a fact, we already know, half of the public probably still don't know half of what was said and what really happened.
But I'm talking about, remember why he said that. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going
remember
into
you
the
brought
point
up
how.
Before. You remember you brought up before about why he said his relationship with the family of Blaine Salamone is why he, personal relationship with the family of the pig is why he wouldn't press charge.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And they also had another Mr. Doug that wanted to get out. They wasn't gonna do it. They straight up said that. They straight up let us know that. that they were wasn't gonna do it.
See, now all these states the same, man. I mean, it's just like you look at George Floyd dying, they could come up with a million excuses as to why this, that, and even though they threw the crack up under the bus at the end, because, you know what I'm saying, think of all the hundreds of thousands of these other situations happening. It's worse and worse and worse. The worst one, they got, wow, man, I'm talking about, we could go on and on and on and on and on. It ain't no coincidence how this comes to happen. Like, we don't know. You know what I'm saying? We need to act like we know, and the ones that act like they don't know. You know what I'm saying? So it's a way for it. It's a process. But ain't no sense of getting into the process until we first know what we're dealing with. We got the ABC of life. You understand? This is the revolutionary way. It ain't no peaches and cream. It ain't pretty. It ain't nice and clean. It's dirty. It gets low. It's filthy down here. But it got to be filthy because it's already jacked up. It don't get no worse than what it's been for us already. We don't want it to be this way. We want it to be better. But you tell me assimilating, associating is going to make it better for us? We've been associating. We've been trying to get along for 400 years. We've been assimilating, intertwining for the last 100 years. And as we talked about how the governments are set up based on what governs the people, you're not going to listen. You know why they so hard up about certain foreign countries? You know, they do this. They women this and this, that, and the other. You steal something, they chop your hand off. And, oh, it's just bad. You rape and kill you. It's just horrible over there. You don't want to go over there. America's the best place. Yeah, if you want to live a life of crime where you can steal and get on. But if you're tired of the unnecessary shootout, you know, even the ones that go over the streets, they get older, the OG, they get tired of that. They ain't got time for that. They just want to live a nice life. You know, they put all that foolishness behind them. So when you grow up in a life of foolishness that's been adulterated by psychological warfare and you grow older, then you become tired of that. And you want to relax and live a nice life, but you can't get past the illusions of the bullshit that they try to put before you and make you think it ain't happening. You can't get pulled over by the pig and not feel some type of way or hope your shit don't go fucked up some kind of way. You ain't got shit in your car, but you still hoping you don't go to jail because of the reality we live in. Why the pig ain't scared to pull us over? Because the reality he live in. Y'all ain't gonna do shit. Because we ain't going to do shit. See, individuals might do something. You hear what I said? But we ain't going to do shit. They not going to fuck with no Jewish person. You know why? Yep, you know why. Because they going to do something. If they don't do nothing but holler, 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 everybody, you get tired of a baby whining. But we grown people. We're very more. We don't act like the adults of human beings, psychological human beings that we should be as black men and black women. We're not what we need to be as psychologically. Because the shit they throw at us, you know, it's supposed to be like, it's like we take shit for granted. It's like everything is game. It's joking, smiling, something to play. Like, we don't really take this shit serious. But those of our people who can't fight back, they get the full blast of this shit. You can only fight back now for the time being, but they trying to close the door on that. Everything they tell you going to be a lie. They hate Venezuela. Venezuela, that's one of the nations that Haiti went to help independent, free and get their independence by the roots of Haiti, Venezuela. That's revolution. Did you hear about Denmark Vesey and his son, how his son used to talk to the people, the Maroons, which was the Spanish word for runaway property, which was indoctrinated into the people who built colonies in the swamps, which is the Gucci's and the Gilai, the Gulai's and the Geechee's.
the Maroons, from the Virginia to the Carolinas to the Georgia to the Louisiana to the swamps and of Louisiana. We have Maroon colonies who have always resisted. They was getting messages from Haiti through Van Marvisi, was transported through his son. That's why when they got ready to kick off their revolution, it was supposed to be the same, it was supposed to be a synonymous with the same time around the French Revolution as they did in Haiti, July the 14th. But around July the 9th, they all ended up getting rounded up. Denmark was free. His son was damn near free at this point because he had been ran away and was in the swamps. He just come back every now and then to see his mama. And that little white boy went in there and shot up in South Carolina and killed them 9 people. That's the historic church that Denmark used to go to make the plane to liberate. They was in the church planning on killing devils, not people. They was in the church talking about taking their heads off. Devil, not people. Doing what the book of Revelation say, Armageddon, destroying evil with violence. And even in the Bible, in Revelation, they say when Jesus or Yahshua or the Messiah coming back, he say, "Think not that I come for peace at this time." He say he bring the sword, which will be dripping in blood. Say the blood will be rising high, the horse's bridle. He say he come to make war. It's 144,000, et cetera, et cetera, from the ones he raptured. They talk about the rapture, but he talk about getting people, rapturing them, and then bringing them back to fight. The people that talking about getting raptured up, ain't no, they ain't talking about doing no fighting. They talking about they think they finna go to heaven, and that's going to be it. The rapture is here psychologically. It's coming down on you. As in heaven, so shall it be on earth here before you, making it manifest. The heaven is the orient skies or the dwelling place of God, and God is no closer to you than your jugular vein. He tell you all through your scriptures, there's nothing more holy on the planet than the black man and the black woman. The human, and I say hue, I mean the H-U-E. There's nothing more spiritual. There's not a sanctuary more spiritual or pure than the temple of the black man and the black woman. And yet we surrender all these potent powers to the mercy and the substance, all to our enemy, because we lack the proper knowledge of ourselves and the proper discipline. But we must understand, as revolutionaries, we must continue to grow. We got to continue to grow, because we take it to the next level so that the ones after us do not have to suffer as we have suffered. But we thank those who came before us that was willing to keep, at least keep the strike going, the fight going, so that if we need to carry on, it could be carried so that we may be able to embrace it and take it to wherever it may need to go. But we must be aware of what revolution is. We must be aware of why revolution is necessary. And once we deem ourselves revolutionaries, we must deem our adversaries firmly. We must identify them directly. We must strive hardly and godly with every ounce of our being to undermine, to destroy, and to uproot Twisting. if they got a gun they love, we need to do everything to make them lose faith in it. If they got a trail they like to walk, we need to do everything to make them think that it is not a good trail to walk. When it's time to turn the lights on, we need to make them think it's time to turn it off. When it's time to turn it off, we need to make them think it's time to turn it on. Like that, because we don't act the way we need to act. That's why they have the most time to deal with us the way that they do. They ain't got nothing but time. That's why they say idle mind is the devil's playground. See, when he ain't got nothing to do, that's when he at his best. He on his swing set. He on his slide. He ain't nothing. But see, when you approach him and you kick him off his rock, you see, you got him skipping through your neighborhood. Can't even drive to the store. What is the change that we seeking? It can only be a change that's brought from within us. They not going to branch, the executive branch. They not going to enforce our rights when they're violated. They haven't. The Klan done it for years. Federal government never denounced the Klan or attacked the Klan because of what they did to Africans, the so-called Africans in America. You got more. They have attacked more groups for attacking the LBG community within the last year than they have attacked groups that have attacked black people in the last 200 years. The federal government have never protected black people. They exploited black people. When they gave you your 40 acres and a mule, when they gave you that and they took it from you and called it sharecropping from your great-great-great-grandpa, grandma and them, they called it sharecropping, and they said they were too dumb to keep the books. And they wouldn't know what to do with it. So we might well let the slave owner go ahead on and keep the books for them and just let the blacks live on it. And then you had turned it around and had the blacks think they were working for the white man still, and it was the white man land. Then the white man started treating them and realized that it was better than it was at first.
Don't forget they gave the white slave owners the reparations after they shot Lincoln in the head.
Yeah. And that takes you into a whole nother can of whoop ass that goes off up into Louisiana when you deal with the Reconstruction period. So dealing with revolution and being a revolution is like looking in the mirror and loving what you see, but wise enough not to get stuck on what's right there, but being able to look a little bit behind yourself, look over your own shoulder, if you will. He look over your shoulder, and you can see the one looking at you in the back of the head. You know how they look you mean muggy in the back of your head? I can't stand them. You know, well, they so grilling you in the back of the head. If you looking at yourself all the time but not paying attention behind you. So that's how we are as black people in America. We looking at how good we got it. How good we done made it. Man, the racial proportions is the same. Matter of fact, it's worse. If you want to do the math, because your dollar today ain't worth what your dollar was yesterday because it ain't backed by the same. The numbers ain't the same. You can look at the inflation of your dollar. The stamp and the dollar work hand in hand. When the last time you noticed the stamp to go down? The value of the dollar could go up and it could go down. The value of the stamp could go up and it could go down. And it works just like multiplication and division. You use one to interchange with the other. Every time the stamp go up, guess what that means for the dollar? It go down. Every time the stamp go up, guess what the dollar do? it go down. And every time the dollar go down, get what? Instead of it, it go up. So your average cost of postage is a calculator for your dollar. Probably go back before postage was maybe 20, 25 cents. But my first experience with getting a stamp, paying for a stamp, and putting a stamp on the envelope, but knowing you got to pay for a stamp, it was a stamp for an envelope was 25 cents, something like that. But I know I can go back before then. It's just before then, I just had no relevance of even dealing with no mail.
What the hell? The stamp is 58 cents now.
And I think about that. So whenever the stamp was 25 cents.
The last time I bought a stamp, it was 47 cents.
Look, that means, so when a stamp was 25 cents, a dollar is twice as less what it was when a stamp was 25 cents. If you could think back when a stamp was 25 cents, you probably would take a dollar and go to the store and get 5 sneakers. You could go get 5 candy balls. Because I'm thinking that's probably like 1980, 83, 80, early 80s, somewhere in there. Maybe mid-80s, early 80s, or somewhere in there. But, in other words, that gives you a calculation of United States currency. So every time that stamp goes up, that dollar is going down. So we hear that and we know that, but they don't teach us economics. Yeah, they don't even teach us how to balance a checkbook to win in their system. Somebody got to go, listen, it's like this. If I'm a drug seller, it may be a poor excuse for an analogy, but if I'm a drug dealer, and here's a person that's on drugs, what do I need from this person that's on drugs? More than anything, more than their money, I need them to stay on this drug. I don't want you to get off me. If I'm a pimp, and you a hooker, you my whore, whatnot, you know. I don't need you to think. I don't need you to be a strong, independent woman with an opinion. No, what the hell I need a strong woman for? I need you to do what I say. Don't think. Because you start thinking, you ain't going to need me. I don't need you to think. So as a servant, listen, the people that didn't treat you right ain't going to teach you right. It tells all about God. Then it tells all about the rules for a slave household and how you're supposed to obey your slave, this, that, and other, and do it like you're doing it for Jesus Christ. Even when the Lord, your earthly master not watching you, you know what I'm saying? And he tell you to do it, you know, do it like you're doing it for the Lord, because it's the Lord Jesus you're serving. Come on, this is the shit that was added. It's a couple of, we got to get it together. But before we can even mobilize, you know, we got to synchronize. We got to know how, like we said, we speak in telekinesis. We got to ABC alike. We got to think alike. We are alike, but we got to be alike. Then we can see alike. You can't touch that. It's going to happen with or without you. With or without me, it's going to happen. We are going to win. Your fear today is not going to hinder where we will be tomorrow. If you choose to hold on to your fear, it's not going to hinder. Your bravery can support us, but your fear is not going to hold us back. Your lack of not wanting to support that which your heart tells you is right is not going to hold us back. Lot's wife looking back into Sodom and Gomorrah, thinking about all the good things that she could enjoy, you know, taking a bite of that steak in the Matrix, you know, how good it was, and, you know, and this oatmeal really sucked. And I'd rather be sleep eating a steak. But the moral of the story is the evolution of the revolution. And what is our revolution? What is our change? Change that needs to be made here and now today. How tight we need to start lacing our boots. How many more push-ups we need to start doing. How many more hours in the woods we need to start practicing just the psychological effect of being in the wilderness. Because that's the way of a gorilla. Because when it comes down to surviving, the sun will lead you by day and the moon will guide you by night. You're going to have to fight today and then run away. Fight and run away and run away. And the only thing that can defeat us is death, which we know not. And we sit back and let it get the best of us. And we jump out. Or we can't handle it. And we crack. Because you know not. Know thyself, show thyself, make thyself a fool. But know that America will always try to pick and choose your enemies. But first, they will try to, they will come with nothing but lies. The first casualty in war is the truth. And never trust nothing. NBC, ABC, none of the alphabet information. It ain't always what they saying, it's what they ain't saying. Can't be said because everything don't need to be said. Plus, everything probably can't be said. But in this damn time, we got to fight harder than any and ever. Black Power.
Power even dropped the mic on us. Black Power. Yo. For Brother Greg, get on, y'all. I'm reminding everybody to press number one to get into tonight's dialogue. Very powerful, powerful discussion. I'm staying corrected. I'm like, I must think about a single stamp in a long time. I had to look that up. It's 2016. That's 6 years ago. The stamp can went up 10 cents. 11 cents, that is. That's incredible. That's the time we live in. These will be the catalyst. See, certain things are going to take place and are taking place that will be the catalyst for revolution. And it's called a revolutionary cataclysm, I would say. And, you know, basic needs of human beings have throughout times have been the causes of insurrections and rebellion. It's a lot of injustice, But when you start getting people hungry, when you see people not only able to make excuses of sitting in their comfort zone, you know, see, we already discussed, I think it was last night or the night before, they said that about 40% of the people have taken the vaccine. If this is true, that means half the damn country is gullible as hell. And the other percentage are not trusting of the government or have some type of intelligence to know not to take the shot. Now, we telling people the facts about how this vaccine is has all these diseases in them, bird flu, swine flu, and HIV. You mean you're going to let somebody purposely inject this into your body? We're letting folks know from scientists, not just us just stating our opinion. We have the sense enough to go and research and talk to doctors. Listen to doctors, researchers, biologists. We even played the clips. We rarely play a cracker on this broadcast, but we played a clip of Judy Malkovich, who was one of the scientists that designed this COVID virus. We played clips from so many people, articles we've read, to inform you who are listening that the best way to protect yourself from contracting the virus is to have your immune system strong. Number one, by taking those herbs, echinacea, fenugreek, mullein, black seed, burdock root, elderberry. Taking those herbs that'll build your immune up, roots like ginger, garlic, doing brews to keep your immune up, especially now when fall is coming in. The weathers are changing. You need to take those things to keep your immune up. Drink a lot of water. Get sunlight. And when you go out in public as if there is a plague out here, yo. Don't take no chances with your life. And first and foremost, stay away from the cracker. The Neanderthal has constantly broke out in the plagues every 100 years. Look at Europe. It hasn't changed. Even in the time of chattel slavery, plagues constantly. Watch out for the next strains that are coming out. Where you're going to have hemorrhagic responses, meaning bleeding from your eyes and your bleedings and from your vessels, your cavities, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your rectum. Now, how would this come about? This is not natural. Oh, could it be that they send these responses that could be coming from something that you've taken unnatural into your body? We are at war. We are at war. Not to mention we're still in captivity and being ruled by the people who enslaved our ancestors. We are not free. If you're not in the evolutionary stage of a revolutionary, you need to become some expeditiously. It is not good enough to be conscious, because you were supposed to be conscious in the first place. Many people come out of deaf, dumb, and blindness, come to consciousness, which is just a regular state that you should have been in the first place, had you not been institutionalized with so-called white supremacy and told lies through the so-called school system, which we call a food system. You were supposed to be conscious. So that is not good enough. Don't sit on your high horse. And as you become conscious, then the conscious person, if you're evolving, would to become an activist after that. Because the knowledge that you have is going to cause you to get out and want to do something about the condition of our people and your situation. And as you get out, you realize everywhere you turn within this system is wicked, corrupt, and racist. So that next evolutionary stage would be to become a revolutionary. Black power, Brother Greg, what you say about that?
Black power. I mean, they've been bamboozling, you know, us for the longest. And you guys just made a whole bunch of great, great, great points. And the severity of what you the description that you just gave in regards to, you know, bleeding from cavities, And so forth. They have such an arsenal of things lined up just to see what the hell they can put out there to test on us. And it just is always mind-boggling that people still don't get what the hell is going on. You know, just like you mentioned, I mean, having someone on the show to listen to them who participated in creating this. And yet people are still lining up to go get this damn shot. It's amazing. But stepping up as a revolutionist, helping to get other people to develop that revolutionary mindset, it's the only way. When people start to band together and say, hold up, enough is a damn enough. We want change, and we want that change now. If there isn't going to be any type of change, this is what we're going to do. We're going to tear shit up because there's no more putting up and tolerating this bullshit. So this fake pandemic, perfect classic example of why people need to really stand up. I know there's so many things going on where people are showing and displaying their revolutionary actions against this, you know, worldwide pandemic that we don't even really get to see. And that's one reason why we definitely need to have on the list, damn near the top of the list, we need to have control of our own media so we can see and know and understand what the hell is going on. Because even with all of the truths that are coming out, this fake media or their control of the media still has that much of an impact on people. So if we had that opportunity to really see what people are doing across the globe against this vaccine, have a nice list of the countries and places who are not putting up with this, who understand because someone says something is mandated, that's not a law. How can you be in a position of being forced to take a shot, but nobody's going to be held accountable for it? That alone is mind-boggling. Came out from the beginning letting everyone know that the pharmaceutical companies, they're not going to be liable, held liable for what happens to you. The government is not going to be liable, held liable for what happens to you. So many damn people who don't have insurance, you're going to be up a damn creek. But this is all laid out before the eyes of everyone. But people are still lining up for this damn shot. And two, they're so rebellious and stubborn-minded to even take the moment, the opportunities to look into what exactly is going on. Take a shot. No one's held responsible for it. What happens to you? You're on your own. What the hell is that? Mind-boggling. But revolutionary mindset is what's needed to start getting the people together, understanding that if we don't do or say something about it, nothing's going to happen. They're just going to continue to bamboozle us from every angle that you can possibly think of. Black power.
Power. Black power. Very powerful discussion tonight. We have about 9 minutes left into tonight's broadcast. We want to remind everybody to continue to support the New Black Panther Party. The best way to support us is to go to our website at www.nbppblackcross.com. That's nbppblackcross. Oh, Lord. That's our other when you go to nbpp.org, which is the website, nbpp.org, and you click the donate button, it will bring you to the Black Cross site. And the Black Cross site is the website where you will see some of the humanitarian work that the New Black Panther Party does in regards to disaster response by bringing supplies directly to our people after they've been devastated by natural as well as man-made disasters. Once you go to that link, to our link on nbpp.org, you'll click that donate button. It's going to take you to the Black Cross site, and you will be able to get the information to send the cash out to $ Black Power Dollar, or you're going to click the button to make a payment.
If you want to join the New Black Panther Party, same site, www.nbpp.org. You're going to send a message with your contact information in the contact section. For those of you who enjoyed tonight's broadcast, we would ask that you not only like it and subscribe to our channel on Blog Talk, but also share the shows. Immediately after the show airs, they become available on demand. You could share it. And first and foremost, we want to thank everyone who has been a continued listener here in America and across the globe, in Africa, the many countries in Africa that listen, in South and Central America, in Canada, in the UK, Australia, Japan, wherever you're listening. But special, special shouts out to our people on the country of the motherland of Africa, as it is definitely 3-4 in the morning. I guess it should be about almost 5 in the morning now. So shouts out for you for staying up and listening. And I know many of you hear it later on demand. So we do appreciate all of your support. We are having a special a lineup of guests that are going to continue to be coming. And so freedom is not free. So with that being said, we want to give you guys a revolutionary shout out. I'm going to play a clip from Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad. Revolution is the solution to take us out for tonight. Black power.
Religion keeps us divided. Politics keeps us divided as well.
Right.
A nigger Republican and a nigger Democrat. Right. Nigger Republicans don't get along with nigger Democrats.
Right.
And nigger Democrats don't get along with nigger Republicans.
Right.
Economics keeps us divided. Socialism, communism, capitalism, imperialism, expansionism, globalism, globalization. There's so many ways to divide us.
Right, right.
So you say, when you talk about picking up the gun, we can't pick up the gun, the white man got a bigger gun. Well, yeah, he may have a bigger gun, but that's no reason for you not to stand up in self-defense and fight for your freedom and independence and
right.
Take your God and your gun, your God and your gun to fight this cracker. You say, well, no, it's really economics. Economics for food, I can say to you, if you got a dollar, the white man got a bigger dollar.
That's right.
He prints the dollar.
That's right.
He got the machine for the dollar.
That's right.
Huh?
That's
some
right.
Of you say, well, it's education.
Mm.
Education is going to get us free.
That's
not
right.
The gun.
That's
we need to study. We need more books. We need education. Well, if you got a book, fool, the white man got a bigger book.
That's right.
The white man makes the book. The white man prints the book. Every little weak excuse you come up with, the white man is in control. But when you are a revolutionary, when you are a guerrilla, when you are one who understands that your enemy has the upper hand, but you use whatever your enemy has, like David did a slingshot, and once he struck Goliath in the head, then he took Goliath's own weapon and chopped his damn head off with it. Don't be afraid of the white man's gun.
Right.
Don't be afraid of the white man's newspaper, his magazine. Don't be afraid of the white man's news cameras. Use them in a revolutionary way.
Right.
Don't be a fool, but use them in a revolutionary manner. We must have proper propaganda. We must be able to get our message out. We must be able to get our program and our platform out to the masses of our people who otherwise are not here today within these four walls, and many don't even know we met here today. So we must seize the time, whatever the time presents itself or avails itself,
right.
That we can get this message to the masses of our people, and the movement will grow because their knowledge of the struggle will grow.
You say you go to church?
You say you believe in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible say before Moses could lead his people to the promised land, they had to go through the Red Sea.
That's right.
You thinking they crossed some water, waded through a puddle, stepped over a pond, and they could swim a little bit. That's not what the hell the book is talking about. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad say the Red Sea
right.
Represents war, bloodshed,
right.
And revolution.
That's right.
War, bloodshed, and revolution. Before you can get to the promised land,
right,
you got to go through war, bloodshed, and revolution. Revolution is the solution.
All right.
Whatever you are, be a revolutionary.
That's right.
I don't give a damn what you are. Be a revolutionary.
Right.
You're a teacher. I teach. I'm an educator. Well, that's fine. We need some nigga educators. And we need some black ones, too.
That's right.
You're an educator. Be a revolutionary educator. Teach revolution in the classroom. Take the subject matter of the curriculum and teach revolution with that subject matter. You say, well, I'm a doctor. Well, I'm a lawyer. Be a revolutionary lawyer.
Right.
Be a revolutionary doctor.
All right.
Be a revolutionary at whatever you do.
That's right.
You hip-hop? Huh?
Yeah.
You rap? Be a revolutionary rapper.
We
are. Bust revolutionary rhymes.
Right.
That will uplift your people. You got them wearing their pants down halfway across the crack of their behind.
Right.
You got them showing their bras pulled way up here. You got them looking like damn fools all over the place. You got that kind of influence. You are holding up the damn revolution. If you got that kind of influence, put revolution on the minds of your people. Be a revolutionary rapper. Whatever you do, be a revolutionary. You say, I'm just a mother. You're not just a mother. You hold the future of the revolution in your arms. You hold the future of the revolution of your people close to your breast, close to your bosom. Be a revolutionary mother. Put revolutionary thoughts and ideas whispered in the ear of your baby. Sing revolutionary lullabies to your baby. Let your baby go to sleep under the tune of a revolutionary croon. That's a revolutionary mother. Your father, be a revolutionary father. Help bring your children up and father along the way and further along the way. Put in them that which will manifest down the wheel of time and down the line that will make them revolutionary. Teach your babies who the enemy is. Teach your babies to recognize the enemy.
That's right.
Teach your babies to know that the enemy is not your friend.
That's
and
right.
Your friend is not your enemy.
Right.
Make them to fight the enemy even if they have to fight the enemy with a baby bottle.
That's right.
Teach your babies to be revolutionary. You grandma, you grandpa, be revolutionary, grandma, grandpa. You rock the hell out of that rocking chair with some revolutionary rhythm. So we hear the creak of the boards, so that we hear you putting down revolutionary.
The Democratic Party is not the solution.
No clue, right.
The Republican Party is not the solution.
No clue, right.
A future in white America is not the solution.
No clue.
There is no magical white man that's going to be born that's going to have such a miraculous change of heart that he's going to free you.